Oh, all the haggis you can eat. This whole collection's tartan. Her British colleague, Emery, the photographer for the Village Receiver, a small but respected New York newspaper, tapped a pile of test shots on his desk. Zelda flicked through images of red, blue, and purple tartan pencil skirts, one-shoulder mini-dresses, and revealing bustier tops worn by models. She lowered her reading glasses onto her nose, pushing her black fringe out of the way. She'd just started wearing glasses for reading and screens and tended to put them on her head when she was working. But then she'd forget where they were and spend 10 minutes searching her desk until Emery or some other kind soul pointed them out.
Shooting in Scotland's so unnecessarily expensive, though. We could do it in Queens and it'd look just fine. Union Square, the lost and found office of the Empire State Building, Zelda suggested.
The Village Receiver, based in a slightly down-at-heel building just off Bleecker Street in the West Village, usually didn't have the budget for international travel. They were an artsy, local newspaper that generally featured New York artists, fashion, musicians, and restaurants. However, since their new editor, Myra Kahn, had been appointed, she had been spending money like it was going out of fashion. Zelda had serious doubts as to whether Myra sending her and Emery to Scotland just for a fashion editorial was wise, but her opinion didn't mean much. Ultimately, she wasn't in charge. Even though she'd worked herself up to the position of features editor from an entry-level position, and Myra had come from a well-known fashion magazine where she was probably used to having more money for things like sudden trips to Scotland.
Maybe. But may I suggest that you say yes with a bow on top? Sales are down for the 5th month in a row since she started, and she's on the warpath.
Emery shot a glance at Myra's office, which sat at one end of the high-ceilinged loft space the newspaper occupied. Myra's was the only private office on the floor. The rest of the staff, Emery joked that she regarded them all as her minions, shared the open-plan space, which was drafty in the winter and boiling hot in the summer, but had a lovely view of a park below from its tall, loft-style windows.
Do you really think she's going to send us to Scotland?
Zelda pulled a little at her neckline. She'd been trying to dress more smartly since Myra had started working at the Village Receiver to create a good impression, but none of her pencil skirts or power outfits, vintage 80s numbers in electric blue or pink, with shoulder pads and big belts, had been clean that morning. So she'd come in wearing black jeans, a vintage Snoopy sweatshirt, and the white leather boots, which were killing her.
That's what she said, so yeah, I'd have thought you'd jump at the chance for some free international travel.
Personally, I like Myra's whole spendy vibe. Long may she reign.
Emery clapped his hands together enthusiastically.
Ooh, I've got to think about what to wear.
So we're going to Edinburgh.
Zelda thought about her choice of sweaters. She was prone to dressing for comfort at home, but she liked to dress up for work most of the time, apart from today, when just getting out of bed had been an effort. Usually she wore a statement black eyeliner on her top eyelids, which suited her cat eyes, and long straight black hair. Often she also wore a statement red lip. She was short, so she tried to wear heels when she could. Her mom had always told her that her hair was her best feature, but that she could make more of her mouth.
Nope, we have the choice of West Highlands, East Highlands, Midlothian.
Emery flicked through various web pages he had open and stabbed his finger on the screen each time, naming 3 different Scottish regions, all different castles.
Those words mean literally nothing to me, just so you know.
Different parts of the mainland, but not in Edinburgh.
I thought there was a castle in Edinburgh.
There is, darling, Edinburgh Castle.
So can we shoot there?
No, we can't shoot at Edinburgh Castle. It's like asking if you can do a shoot at Buckingham Palace.
Emery was indignant.
Oh, jeez, Zelda sighed. I have no idea why Myra thinks this is a good idea. So Scotland has a couple of castles. So what? So does Germany. So does damn Transylvania if she really has to send us somewhere.
Well, Scotland has hundreds of castles, actually, Emery insisted, a little doggedly. And are you really saying you'd prefer to go to Transylvania? Longer flight time, if nothing else.
No, I guess.